As part of the server side's and TechTarget's ongoing conference coverage, recent conferences such as QCon and Cloud Expo, there's always certain names that keep coming up over and over again, or even as you walk through the halls, you'll see certain sessions filling up faster than others. And one of the sessions that we've seen filling up and becoming increasingly popular is one done by Jordan Jacobs of SingleHop. The session that Jordan is presenting at Cloud Expo is entitled What Your Cloud Vendor May Not Be Telling You. And it's about some of the myths and misconceptions about hosted services, the big cloud vendors, market share, and how those various vendors are perceived. So, Jordan, what is it about managed services and cloud providers that the big cloud providers aren't telling us?
You know, there's a lot. Yeah, I'll tell you the thing that's resonated really well with, as I do kind of presentations across, different trade shows is this concept of kind of public cloud versus managed services and kind of the differences between them, as well as the thing that I think wows a lot of people and gets a lot of head nods and audiences is the market share discrepancy between the two. So as it compares to the amount of press. So if you look at every single headline, it's all about Amazon, Azure, Google. It has all the press, but it's actually about a third of the market share of like a managed hosting market. And I think that discrepancy wows a lot of people, but it also makes a lot of CIOs that I talk to feel a lot more comfortable that they're on the right, that they're doing the right thing.
And so when you talk about managers doing the right thing, are you talking about managers not embracing cloud providers like Amazon, Azure, or Google?
So it's not embracing them. It's just not. So when you look at the news, you would think that every single application needs to live there. And that's just not the case. There are applications that have the right place to be there, and CIOs, universally are embracing it for those things. But then there's applications that just have no place there for a variety of reasons.
So what are those reasons, and what are those applications?
So Gartner actually used the term that I love to describe these applications. They call them paper applications. These are just your most boring applications, your email, your accounting, your HR process software. These are things that you're not turning on and off, you're not auto-scaling, you're not doing any of the added benefits. Remember that Amazon has 56 different products. VMs are just one of them. And so, but when you think of the public cloud, you think of, oh, it's a bunch of VMs. But in actuality, it's a lot of different things. It's messaging queues and mobile application software and the list goes on and on. And VMs are one component of it, obviously. It's a piece of it. But for those applications that are very consistent, they actually are better suited in a kind of standard environment with ISO process and whatnot. And I'll give you the example that I give in my presentation. I think that this will make it, what I'm saying will make a lot more sense. So I don't own a car. I live downtown Chicago in what's called the Loop, and I don't own a car. It just wouldn't make no sense for me. So when I go and I need a car, I rent one. And I rent different cars for different types of things. I go everything from a little car for errands to a bigger car for grocery shopping to a massive car for Costco, right? I have different needs. Rental, in my case, is perfect. But if my job was a pizza delivery driver, I would never go, oh, renting a car every day makes sense. Because I have a very consistent workload. And when you have a consistent workload, bursting workloads are not the best place to be. Amazon has done some stuff to attempt to make it more cost effective with reserved instances and whatnot, but it's just not the ideal solution. And the reason that that's the case is partially the technology, but it's also partially the fact that the business model that they use is different. They use what we call instance-based billing, which means that for every application you add, every VM you add, everything you do, you incur additional costs. But that's the same exact workload billing structure that we had 15 years ago before virtualization exists. If I need a new application that runs on 5 servers, I go out, I deploy 5 bare metal servers. Each bare metal server has a cost, so that's my bill. Amazon's the same thing. I deploy 5 VMs, each VM has a cost. What virtualization did is it opened up this world where we have what we call pool-based pricing. I buy five servers with a certain amount of resources, and I can spin up unlimited amount of VMs up until those servers are out of resources. And that's obviously significantly more efficient. It's so much more efficient that VMware's business exists only because of the efficiency that created. And so, Amazon's actually kind of a step backwards in efficiency when you start talking about consistent workloads. That's why, single hop, we believe that a hybrid cloud makes a lot of sense. There are things that Amazon does incredibly well, and we're the first ones to tell you that they're the right place for that stuff, and then there's stuff that you should use other places.
So if using a cloud provider like Amazon or Google is a step backwards, what's the step forward? What's the right thing to do? I mean, you're not suggesting that people should be hosting these applications on-prem, are you?
So if doing it on-prem yourself is rarely the answer. But if you look at a provider like SingleHop, we're at a very similar price point than Amazon is from a cost basis. There was a study, I don't remember who said it, but I saw it at a keynote, where they figured out that the point where you hit optimum scale is something like 10,000 servers. So it's not a unobtainable number, right? What I would say is if you look at where IT dollars get spent, Gartner does a really great report every year where they say, what does it cost to run a Linux and a Windows server, right? And they break it down kind of by section. So the breakdown is hardware, software, personnel, connectivity, occupancy, disaster recovery, and other. And it works out to be $350, this is the average enterprise, $354 per Linux server per month. 48% of that management cost for that server is personnel. So first thing you have to understand is Amazon's not helping you at all with the 48% bucket. They're helping you with the 18% hardware, somewhat with the 16% software, the 2% connectivity, the 7% occupancy, and the 1% disaster recovery. Those are all an Amazon is really helping you with. If you talk about where does most of my time get spent, most of the time gets actually spent, we call it just keeping the lights on. And we think that, we believe that the hosted cloud models have all the benefits of VMware, all the benefits of Hyper-V, addresses more than just that 48% that Amazon addresses, goes the entire route, helps you be more efficient with both personnel and the hardware components, gets all the benefits that you get out of an Amazon, which is, you want more storage, just tell us, we'll add more storage. We think it's a more complete picture. That being said, Amazon still has a really big role. It's just not in the boring applications.
Now, you've been pressing flesh at a number of popular conferences. What are the big trends that you're recognizing when you're walking up and down the exhibition hall, or what are the types of questions and problems that people are attending these conferences are looking to get solved? What are the big trends?
The big trend right now is that, and it's probably not incredibly new, but it's that everybody is hearing buzzwords and wanting to know, does that mean that I'm doing something wrong? So they hear big data and they go, well, that's a really broad statement. Am I doing big data? Or they hear, they hear cloud and they go, am I using cloud? Should I be using cloud a lot more? Everybody's saying cloud. Now, this time it was, everybody's saying Amazon, 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 Azure, Azure, Azure. It sounds like from the press that, 80% are doing everything they're doing in cloud. Everybody's talking about cloud first. But when you talk to people, they're all worried that they're doing it wrong. And it's this kind of funny place where everybody thinks that they're doing it wrong, but everybody's doing the same thing.
Now, of course, you're with SingleHop. Where do you see your organization, SingleHop, fitting into this world of managed services and cloud computing and, as you say, boring applications?
Yeah, so the one thing I would say is SingleHop's a 10-year-old company. We've been providing the business value long before Amazon came into the play. And it's we still don't compete with Amazon very much. Let me put it like that. Amazon really addresses a different market. When we say what is our business value is that, you know, if we take products away completely, our goal is to let companies focus their resources on things that drive business value and not things that don't. And what I mean by that is I had a customer once tell me this. I think it was one of the most powerful things anyone's ever told me. And they said, the only thing that adds value in my organization from an IT standpoint is the application. Every single thing else, every person, every server, every router, every switch is overhead. And I went, wow, that is really powerful. You know, the SAN, it's the only reason you have the SAN is because you need it to run this application. So when you look at it in that perspective of they want to spend their time building value, which is being able to deploy an application, doing upgrades, SAN architectures, worrying about maintaining the SAN, buying new disks, doing RMAs, all of those things, doing patching on servers, you know, authenticating with users, doing compliance work, all of that stuff is just overhead. And so, you know, what SingleHop's mission is to take technology that our customers are very familiar with, VMware environments, Hyper-V environments, bare metal machines, deploy them in a way that is the same as they would deploy them on-prem, that they're comfortable with and have been proven over 10-plus years to work, but do it in a way that requires them to have to do very little maintenance work, spend very little time keeping the lights on, and all of their time innovating and adding value to their business.
So if you're at one of the big conferences and you see Jordan Jacobs' name pop up, I highly recommend that you take in his session. And if you can't get time off work and you can't attend one of the big conferences that are going on, well, you can always check them out at singlehop.com or follow them on Twitter @singlehop.